Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend, and welcome. This is Heather Stewart. That is me. And yes, I am a transformation facilitator and a real life coach. And this is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. And today, I'm pretty excited about this topic, actually. First of all, happy July. We're fully into summer. It's official, right? It's summertime. And in Canada, holidays yesterday. In the U.S., holiday is a couple of days. And this is when that's the signal that it's like, okay, we're officially full on into having fun mode. And we actually allow ourselves to, which is funny that we have to wait until summer. What's up with that? And that's not what I'm talking about today. But I want to say happy summer to you. Today, we're talking about strength training your trust muscles. And you might think that sounds kind of strange because when you check the anatomy charts, you don't see a muscle called trust, but it is something that gets stronger with intentional practice, and that makes it better. So it's kind of like a muscle. You can exercise this. And the topic today, actually, strangely enough, came to me when I was in the car. And I was behind a truck. And, you know, it was one of those big square rolly back trucks that you can't see past. People hate being stuck behind them because they're like, I can't see anything. This truck is annoying. And they want to usually go faster than the truck does. But that day I was just sitting behind this truck driving because there was a lot of traffic. And I thought, I'll just get where I'm going eventually. And I realized this is very interesting. It's kind of an interesting leap to a metaphor on life. So imagine that you're driving along and you're behind this truck and, you know, you're driving along your road life and there's a truck in front of you. Now, you can't really see where your road life is going, but you know your road is going to take you eventually to this place that you're going. You don't exactly know what's going to be happening along the way. And you can't really see the next intersection, the next traffic light, the next potential hazard on the road because there's a truck in the way. But you trust that you will get to where you're going. So this is what life is like for me. It's like when I'm driving behind a truck, I know I'll get where I'm going. I know the road is going to keep going even though I can't see it. When life is in front of me, I know where I'm planning to go. There could be a detour along the way, but I trust that I'm going to get where I'm going to go, even though I can't see the whole road. And this is a way this driving behind a truck is a way we actually are living in full trust that we're going to get where we're going, but we don't really acknowledge that we're trusting that. And if you want to go even more out of left field, I was watching a very long time ago. You can go and look it up. And if you go look it up, go for the extended version. There was a movie out called What the Bleep Do We Know? And I wonder sometimes if it sent me on this trajectory, unexpected trajectory. It was partly involved in this unexpected trajectory of my life. But it's at one point, one of the scientists is talking and he's saying, you trust every day that when you wake up and you put your feet on the ground, there's going to be a floor there. And it seemed a bit kind of, well, of course there's going to be a floor there, but really what if there wasn't a floor there? So it's this extreme trust that we have developed because we've learned how to navigate this life around us. And we can use that to help us develop trust around the things that aren't normal for us yet, but that we hope could be normal or that we desire to be more normalized in our life. So that's what we're going to talk about, trust muscles. And if you think about, I was just speaking just a moment ago about some people like to have all of the information and collect all of the data and have everything because it helps them feel like there's a, and I'm not saying there's control issues, but it helps them feel like they're in control of their environment. If you know everything that's going on, then you are in complete control of your environment. The thing with life is, though, it's impossible. You cannot know every single possible thing that is going to go happen through your day, month, year, life. You know, it's physically impossible. And for some people, it's okay. Like that gives them a sense that they can continue with their lives, and that's fabulous. For some people, it becomes too obsessive, it becomes too big, and it overwhelms them. And it almost paralyzes them because they can't control, if you think of the extremes, they can't control anything in their life, so they shut down. Or they just, you know, they lose their minds and they burn themselves out continually trying to figure out how to keep track of everything. But I said this on a previous show, your brain is a factory, not a warehouse. So trying to keep track of everything doesn't give it room for adapting to the circumstances that come. And if you think about even just, you know, even if you work from home, think of a show recently. You know, you can't predict when the internet is going to turn off in the middle of your live show. I was trusting, you know, I started that show, the I can't remember what it was called, even though it wasn't that long ago. The titles, like, oh, Are You Busy Disappointing Yourself? That was the show. And I started that show with full trust that the internet was going to stay on and keep going and the show was going to be great. And then in the middle of it, in the middle of a super fabulous idea, I'm sure, it shut off. Now, that could not, I could not have pre-planned that. Danielle, yes, that show is still great because it helped me demonstrate what to do when life throws you a curveball. Right? So, live demos, come and see them. And there's no way I could have predicted that. Not a chance. I couldn't go, I have all the possible information. The internet is going to go off at exactly this time. So this is what I'll do. Instead, I just adapted and shifted and changed and then got back on track. Right? And the trust that came in there was I trusted that everything was going to be okay. And that's really the trust you want to develop because we're really good at trusting when things are going well. You know, we're into this place. No, my life is great. I trust the universe. Everything is fabulous. And that's easy when we don't fully believe and engage in that trust is when things are going sideways. So if you can find a way to strengthen your deep knowing, and it's a deep knowing. Trust is a deep knowing that whatever happens, you will do the best you can with what you have, and that is always enough. And that doing the best you can with what you have is what you are supposed to do, right? It's not a, we always have very high standards we place on ourselves, and I'm fully guilty of that. Fully guilty of that. And when I catch myself doing that, I have to remind myself, well, you're doing the best, the absolute best you can with what you currently have and your current circumstances. And that is, you wouldn't expect that of other people. So why would you expect that of yourself? So in developing our trust, we are developing our trust so that it can serve us even in times when things aren't going quite right. You know, when things have gone a little off the rails, and it's a continual program. It's a continual program. If you think about people who go to the gym, you know, to become fit and strengthen a muscle, you don't just go to the gym and do a few sit-ups and say, okay, that's good. Done. You got to keep going and you got to keep practicing. I've been teaching yoga now for 20, so 20 something years. And I'll have people come to me who say, oh, I'm way too stiff for yoga. I can't do yoga. I tried it once. Sorry, but you can't try yoga once and say that you can't do it. I mean, they call it a practice for a reason. And I'm not laughing at you, but when you say it out loud, doesn't it sound comical? I mean, really. And the movements, some people will gravitate to some kinds of yoga more than others. Yeah, I totally understand all of that. But saying you're too stiff for yoga is like saying you're too out of shape to go to the gym, or you're too hungry to eat dinner. Or a yogi that I know always says, if you say you're too stiff for yoga, would you say that you're too dirty to take a shower? I mean, you have to keep doing it to slowly make the changes that you want in life. And when I started practicing yoga, oh my gosh, I couldn't even touch my kneecaps. I was an office worker, right? I was an accountant when I started practicing yoga. And I still can't do Lotus, right? But how would that make my life better if I could do Lotus? I don't know. But I know I'm digressing, but I'm talking about trusting that if you keep doing a practice regularly, that it's the times when you need it the most that it's going to come to you and support you. So we can all be super trustful of the road ahead, sunshine and roses when things are going well, because we're just trusting everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be great, everything's going to be fabulous. The challenge for you is for someone who, even for me, for a person, is that when the stuff is not working out for you, finding a way to step outside of what might feel like a chaotic moment or unhappiness or discord or something that's throwing you out of where your comfort zone, and finding a way to still be in that place of a deep knowing trust. There's a knowing and then there's a knowing. And for people who are listening, there's a knowing like your brain, logical brain knows. But there's a deep inner place knowing, and I'm pointing to my heart because kind of that's where, if you listen to the Heart Math Institute, there's neurons in your heart and that are kind of like brain neurons. And your heart is really smart and doesn't lie to you. So if you think about, do I know intrinsically, I trust as much as I trust the sun will come up tomorrow, that whatever is happening for me right now, I may not like it. I may not be having the experience I wanted to have, but perhaps, as they say, the Rolling Stones, you don't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need. And sometimes you don't know that you need it until, you know, 10, 15, 20 years later, when you can look back on that and say, oh, I finally understand why that happened to me. How interesting. Or that's just your perspective in that moment, because it could even change as you move forward and evolve, right? So we're coming up to our break. We're going to talk after the break, we're going to come back to this idea of trust and why we are wired the opposite. We're wired for the negative instead of the positive. And we're going to go from there and talk more about making these trust muscles stronger. Yes. So stay tuned and don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
I didn't talk in the middle of the commercial. Yay for me. So we're talking about trust and building your trust muscle. And I am Heather, and this is Illuminate Your Worth. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And you heard it. If you have something you want to share with the world, you come on to this Inspired Choices Network and you share it, because your voice needs to be shared, my friend. Don't dim your light to fit in. And we are talking about trust. And I trust that my light is meant to be shone, which is why I'm here. And we were talking about trust and building our trust muscles and how we trust when things are going fabulous. And when things go offside, that's when we have some problems. Sometimes, I'm saying, not everyone will just maybe not totally trust at things. And then that's when they start to try to control things. So if you are in a situation that's not working and you're not trusting that you're doing your best possible with what you possibly have, and that things are unfolding the way they're supposed to, and you start to change them and control them, it actually just makes it harder. It makes it harder on you. But at the same time, as I was saying before the break, we are actually wired this way. And I was listening to Marissa Peer, and she's talking about the way the brain is wired. And we are wired to look for the negative. We are wired evolutionary wise, right? And I mean, it's why we are often mistrustful. You know, you walk up someone, you're like, are they going to kill me? Now, that's not really as relevant as it used to be. But when you're meeting someone, you probably still have that little instinct. Are they going to kill me? Is it safe here? And it can show up in social situations where when you walk into the room, you're like scanning to make sure you're safe. When you leave your house, you know, yes, check both ways to cross the road. You might not be checking for lions, but part of your brain might still be checking for lions and tigers. And if you think when we didn't live in cities and the level of technology that we've reached at this point, it actually kept us alive by expecting the worst to happen, right? And that was a good thing, because it got us as far as we are today. But it's not serving us as much these days. It's still important to be aware of your surroundings. I say that as a woman who sometimes walks at night. It's still important to be aware of what's going on around you, and to put on your seatbelt and, you know, all of these things that we do in case something happens. But at the same time, it doesn't need to apply to every moment of everything that happens in your day. And we want to be able to move to where we do trust that the things that are happening are exactly what need to be happening. And I'm thinking about a couple of friends that I have. So one of my friends is a channel, and he channels a group of entities, and he's been doing this for a long time. And recently, he had a very large experience, and when I talked to him, he was saying that the collective, the collection of entities that he talked to had kind of told him that they were leaving, but he didn't interpret it that way. And then this group of entities, now he can't connect with them any longer, and he feels, and I totally understand this. There's a grief, there's a loss. It's like a friend who has passed away or is gone from your life, and there's a piece missing. But in helping navigate this, like one of my questions is, maybe they were preparing you for something better. So maybe this loss is a recognition phase of something that you want to have in your life. Songs will come to my head all of the time to kind of inform concepts that I'm thinking of. And I'm thinking of that song, "We Paved Paradise and Put Up a Parking Lot." It's like you don't realize what you lost until it's gone. So there's that he's going through this difficult time, and I'm trying to help him see that trust that this is actually good. Trust that this is the really good thing for you. And trust it all the way down to your core that this is good. You can be sad. It's okay to be sad. You've got to be sad. You have to let those emotions process. We came down here to have emotions and to feel all the feels. And there aren't actually good or bad ones. They're just all messages of the current state, right? It's when we keep them around too long that they become problematic. So you have to let it process through or it'll get stuck. Remember the issues in your tissues? I think I said that at some point. You need to let it get through. You can be sad, but at the same time, hold deep in your heart the trust in knowing that it's a good thing. I read a book, I feel like 100 years ago, by Thich Nhat Hanh. I can see the cover of the book. I don't remember the title of the book, but there was a little passage in it where he was talking about being sad, and his little parable kind of thing. He says, "It's okay when I'm sad because I know the flower is holding my smile for me." So he was trusting that this sadness is just a temporary state. It will come through and it'll go. And there was still happiness, just the flower was holding that for him. So, pardon me, I still have a little bit of a cold hanging on. So when we can get to that state where we can recognize that the circumstances are different than we desire, then we can take some kind of inspired action, yes, some kind of step towards what we do want or around the thing that maybe is causing us to detour. And maybe this detour is as important as the path itself. Maybe the detour is the path. Oh, imagine that. So you can imagine you're heading down this road. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to get to my super amazing luxury estate in no time at all. And then there's something in the road that blocks your way. You're like, you can stand there and scream and yell at the thing that's blocking your way, and you can try to push and push and push and push against it. But instead, a small detour. And maybe on that small detour, you find a country market with the best baguettes and fresh fruits and veggies everywhere. And you're like, this is perfect because I forgot to go grocery shopping. Thank goodness there was that detour in the road. And then you get back and you get back to where you're going. This is the kinds of magic that can unfold when you can find your way to trust that things are happening for you. And I just have this little card that I just saw on my desk that I picked up during the commercial break. It's got a cardinal, which is my favorite bird, one of my favorite birds. The universe is always conspiring to support me, guide me, and lead me compassionately toward the highest good. And this is a deck from I can't, Gabby Bernstein. That's it. That's one of her decks of cards. So let's think about this. You're like, that's great, Heather. Trust, trust, trust. Tell me, what do I do? What do I do? It's not instant. It's not overnight. We can understand so many concepts intellectually, and the way to knowing it is, it has to move from an intellectual to an experience, right? So it has to move from a concept that you read or heard about or watched and move into an experiential, I have felt that and I know that. And I remember when I was trying to understand this, one of the podcasts I listened to, he said, you can understand what a broken wrist is. You can understand what a broken bone is. You can understand what an injury is. You can see it. You can understand that it's painful. You can understand that it's uncomfortable. You can understand that you want it to be something different. But until you can experience it yourself firsthand, not saying to go out and hurt yourself to have these experiences, by the way, I always want to put that caveat in there. Don't go out and do this on purpose. But until you experience it, and then you can go, oh my goodness, I understand now. I totally get it. This is what they were saying. I have a friend right now who's just had a knee replacement, and he's trying. And I, as a former therapist, I was a massage therapist and well, personal trainer, all of these physical aspects that I've been training people in, I intellectually understand all of the things that happened to him. And I've even watched knee surgeries, and I know that it's an assault on your body to have any kind of surgery because your body's not meant to be cut open. But it's pretty handy in times of need. And he's trying to explain what it's like to have what he's currently experiencing as his first ever surgery and having something as major as a knee replacement. And I, like I said, I can understand this intellectually, no problem. But I don't know in this deep knowing without having experienced it myself. That doesn't mean I have to go and have a knee replacement, but it means that there is a level of understanding of that experience that I can't access. Maybe I don't need to in this lifetime. Let's keep my knees. So there are ways to strengthen your trust, and there are practices, and some of them you're going to think are pretty awesome. And some of them you're going to think, oh, that's too easy. And some of them you're going to think, oh, I don't want to do that one. So when I talk about things to do to increase your trust, and you pick whatever works for you or don't, that's your free will too, right? But I'm going to invite you to at least contemplate it and use that to help you strengthen your trust muscles. So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back from our next break. And trust me, I plan to be back. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Let's do that. Yes. Path to a thriving life. Hell yes. Let's go for that. And I think one of the best paths into your thriving life is to trust that you're already in it. And yes, that's me, Heather Stewart. And we are on, what is this? Illuminate Your Worth. Yes, we are. And we're on the Inspired Choices Network. This is, and look, I'm back. Did you trust me? Do you know, I know these people who say they don't trust themselves. How crazy is that? If you can't trust yourself, how do you trust the rest of the world? Strange, yes? What's that all about? That's a different topic. Well, it's kind of related, isn't it? But trust muscles, why we're wired for trust, we were just built that way. But we got these great brains now that we can just choose something else. And trusting that the sun's going to come up, trusting that what happens to us is going to send us down a trajectory that may be unexpected, maybe bumpier than we expected. But at the end of the day, the view will be fabulous because I trust that it is. And I even trust it for you. I trust that whatever bumpy road you've hit, maybe in the past, maybe in the future, maybe you're climbing up a hill that you're like, I didn't want to climb a hill. I wanted to go swimming. But when you get to the top of the hill, you're like, whoa, forget that swimming hole. Look at that one over there. And I know that I was talking right before the break about my friend with his knee replacement and how we can know something intellectually and but not know it in this full embodied experience. And whether you're a kinesthetic type learner or a visual or an auditory type learner, you do have a body. So experiences don't involve just your vision. Experiences don't involve just your hearing or your, like, they involve all of the senses. And you have all of the senses, or potentially most of us have all of the senses. My brain went sideways right there. Sorry. But we just favor one over the other. But an embodied experience just means that you have fully felt, heard, seen, had the full-blown 3D experience of what it is for that particular thing that you're trusting. And I'm thinking about our trust muscles and the bumps in the road we hit. And I know I'm going to talk about this later when I talk about, or maybe I already talked about it, when I broke my wrist on vacation. And I did not know what a broken wrist was. Well, I knew what a broken wrist was. I didn't know how much it was going to hurt. And what was strange for me about that experience is I never once thought that my vacation was ruined because I had broken my wrist. Didn't even come into my mind. Now, I wonder, looking back on it now, if it came into my mind as for a moment. I do remember the moment that it happened. And the first thought I remember going through my brain was, oh, that's not good. I tripped over the only rock in the desert. Oh my goodness. And you know, when you fall a certain way, thanks, Tanya. When you fall a certain way and you get, it was a feeling that I'd never felt before. And the first, oh, that's not good. So, and it's funny how brains work because I stood up and I looked at it and I thought, oh, that doesn't look good. So I took my watch off because it was swelling. And having not experienced a broken bone before, what do I know? Is it actually broken or is it just sprained? And the next thought that went through my brain, because we're in the middle of the desert and we're on a tour, I'd better go to the bathroom. This is going to be a longer trip than planned. But nothing in my brain said, oh, my whole trip is ruined. And I'm not going to go through the whole story because it's a long story, but through that whole long day, because I think that was like in the afternoon, and I don't think I got to the hotel until, 10 o'clock at night. It was a lot of driving. It was a lot of doctors. It was a lot of people. But the whole time, instead of being upset with, like I was momentarily, I will admit, momentarily, I went, well, that was stupid. But I didn't give myself a hard time about it. Like I didn't say, you're an idiot. How can you trip over the only rock in the desert? I just trusted that that rock was there for a reason, and I had to trip over it for a reason. And I had at the time I thought, okay, what's this all about? And but the tour that I went through and the experiences that I had, I will probably not know for a little while what the whole experience, what the whole experience, what the richness of that entirely delivered to me. But it was, and I people think I'm crazy, it was actually kind of fun to go through that and see what I saw and have the experiences that I had. And yeah, it hurt. But and at one point I almost threw up, but that's a momentary thing. All of the other things that happened were just so interesting and so fascinating. And this is a way for you to start to develop your trust muscle. And you might think that I'm crazy, and you might think this story is insane, and that if it happened to you, how would you react, right? What would you do if you had an injury? I don't mean as of things go, a broken wrist. It's not the end of the world, really. My brain momentarily said, oh, darn, that's my dominant hand. What am I going to do now? But I just learned to write with my right hand is what I did. The trust aspect of that is when something is happening, instead of going down that dark road that we tend to go down to, the negative road, the all of the things that are wrong with the current situation. I'm not saying that I would have chosen to break my wrist, right? I never, no, I wouldn't choose that. It hurt. And there was aftermath from it that I had more lessons to learn than just the initial break. But acknowledging that it happened and going back to that, doing the best I can with what I have. So I've broken my wrist. What is the best thing I can do right now? And then what is the next best thing? Instead of saying, giving the wanting to keep changing what is. So flipping it around from instead of wanting to change what is or has happened and can't be changed, what can we do and, make the best out of a bad situation? We hear that all the time, but do you actually do it? Do you actually do it? Or is it just one of those things you hear your mother say all the time and you're like, yeah. But I actually do it. It's like, okay, this is a bad situation. How can I make the best of this? So I got to see lots of really interesting people and watch interactions that I never would have seen. And I couldn't understand anything people were saying to me, but they were talking to me and blessing me and doing all these great things. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting. Now, I've practiced this. Although Christine did say on the first show that I was annoyingly positive. So that can probably help to be annoyingly positive. Doesn't annoy me, and I don't care if it annoys you, frankly, because I'm going to stay positive. So when something goes sideways, and you're in your trust and then it goes sideways and you come out of your trust, you're like, wait a minute, Heather said to try and find something good going on here. And this makes you curious, because when you say what is good that's going on here, or what could be good, or what could be interesting, your brain has to answer it. Your brain is wired to answer questions, right? It's a factory. So when you give it a question, well, what can I find that's good in this situation? It's going to start looking around for something good. It's going to be curious. And this is how you become a positive person. You're just always looking for something good. If you think that you're a negative person, stop looking for bad things. Look for good things, right? That's an exercise right there. It's not only going to strengthen your positivity, but it'll also strengthen your trust, because part of being positive is that you trust. Trust, trust, trust. Yeah, you intrinsically trust that it's good, even when I can't see it, because maybe I've got my dark glasses on. So even a broken wrist is good. I just don't know what the good is yet, because I haven't seen it yet. That's how you become a positive person, by developing your trust. So when something is, and you can practice, you don't wait for stuff, bad things to happen. You can practice this all of the time, even when good things is happening. Good things are happening. You can say, what else is good that's going on right now? And you can start to look around for more things that are good, right? And this is going to wire your brain, rewire your brain, wire your brain more. The brain learns by repetition, by doing again and again and again. Always saying to yourself, what is good? What else is good? What else is good? What is the, and a lesson isn't necessarily bad. I don't see any of my lessons as bad. When I talk to other people about the lessons that I've had, they immediately say, oh, I'm sorry that happened to you. And I say, why? Why are you sorry? There was nothing negative in that experience. My stroke, yes, there was pain. There was things that I didn't want to happen, but they weren't negative. There was my stroke. There's my broken wrist. There's even COVID. When I had COVID, pardon me. I actually think I only had it once, but once you had it, you're like, I'm not even gonna bother testing it for it anymore. When I get sick, I'll just stay home and rest. The exercising my trust that things that I don't want are still for my benefit makes me a more positive person. Right? Now, sometimes you need a reminder. Sometimes you're so used to that spiral downwards that you do when something happens that you might not even recognize that you do it. Ask your friends if you do it. They'll tell you. Ask your good friends. Ask your friends who aren't afraid to tell you the truth. Some friends will just say, oh, no, you're fine. But ask your friends who will tell you the truth. And if you are someone who does that, and you have someone who will call you out on it, let them know that you are want to shift that, and that you're going to ask them to call you out when you are in your negative spiral. We're going to come up to another break. And after the break, I'm going to spend a couple more minutes. We're going to keep shifting our mindset. And I have another way for you to do that so that you can strengthen those trust muscles, become more positive, trust the path in life that you're on, trust that everything, the universe is here to shower you with blessings. Stay tuned, my friend. I will see you right after the break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
The path is always there. We just can't always see the next step. Oh my goodness, that reminds me. This morning I was reading something and I took a picture of it because I wanted to remember to tell you. It was, I have a journal that I write in the morning, and there was a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. And I don't remember him saying this, but it says, "You don't have to see the whole staircase. You just take the first step." I didn't know that it was him who said that. Maybe he was quoting someone else, right? You just have to see the next step. And your next step is to shift your thinking, shift the script, shift the story, shift the trajectory of your inner dialogue from the everything is wrong to the everything is right, even if I can't see it. And one of those ways is to be curious of what am I not seeing? And maybe you won't see it for years, but let's be curious. What is there? What's going on here? Why is this happening? Not, oh, why me? Why is this happening to me? Right? Not that kind of why, but why did that happen? Is there something I need to learn so that I don't do that again? Like looking where your feet are. I mean, accidents are accidents because they weren't planned, right? They weren't planned. A policeman once said that to my boyfriend who T-boned somebody in an intersection, and he had to go and tell his dad that he'd wrecked the car. And the policeman said to him, "Well, accidents are accidents. We don't plan them. They just happen." So we want to find a way that when we hit those funny little detours and things in the road of our path of life, that we can actually still enjoy our trip, right? I'm in Jordan. I'm touring. I've broken my wrist, and I still want to have fun touring. So what is this all about, and how can I still have fun while I'm here? And one of those ways is finding even just something interesting about what happened to you. Maybe it's just you're just supposed to notice something that's interesting that's happening. It doesn't always have to be a lesson. Maybe the lesson comes later. And then the other way, well, it's kind of related. So another way to help you strengthen this trust muscle and shift this dialogue is to start to understand your inner workings. And this isn't, this doesn't mean go take a personality test. All those are always interesting. Doesn't mean read your horoscope. You know, there's tons and tons of external things that will try to tell you who you are. None of them are going to have a complete definition and full understanding of who you are and how you operate. And none of them are going to give you the answer that you're looking for. So one of the best ways that I have my full lived experience of knowing how this works and knowing how beneficial this is some sort of meditative practice. And don't run away. This is where people say, "Oh my God, here she goes." I'm not saying to go navel gazing and that you have to sit in lotus position. I just told you I can't sit in lotus. But what I want people to realize is, and it doesn't have to be a seated meditation. Hold on, I got a cough. It doesn't have to be whatever you think the definition of meditation is. It's just finding a way to get to know what's going on in your brain. Thoughts are coming and going all of the time, right? And we think our brain is in charge. But there's another layer to that. There is a layer of an observer inside of you that can separate itself from the constant stream of thoughts and conversations and judgments that are going on. And that observer part of you can watch all of that and go, oh, she does this quite often when this happens. That's interesting. And no, I'm not making you schizophrenic and splitting into multiple personalities. But when you can be an observer of your thought processes, you can recognize when it happens, and you can press pause on that stream of thoughts and shift it into a new direction. There are seated meditations, there's Tai Chi, there's yoga, there's walking meditations, there's mantras, you name it. Like, there's all kinds. I'm a meditation teacher. There's scads of meditations, and I teach probably almost all of them. Probably. And I've practiced probably almost all of them over a long, long time. And I can't even remember how long it's been that I've practiced meditation. A long, probably more than half of my life at this point. And sometimes consistent in the beginning, not so consistent. Now, massively consistent. Even if it's just 5 minutes. And really, all you need to do is just sit quietly. Just sit quietly. Don't daydream. Don't run. Don't get lost in your own thoughts. Try to be an observer of your thoughts. Your thoughts aren't going to stop. Meditation isn't a stopping of thoughts. It's impossible. It's being a detached observer. And that's going to help you. And be curious there too. That is going to help you, because that's when you will recognize, I have shifted off of my trust treadmill, and I'm, you know, losing momentum. Let's get back on. Let's find what it is here that's going to be helpful in the future. And I'm always doing the best I can with what I have, right? I feel like I said a lot. Make sure you listen to this one a couple of times. Maybe just skip to the good bits. If you're like, what did she say about that time she broke her wrist, or her friend who, you know, lost his connection with his ethereal entities? And feel free to share this with all of your friends everywhere, because we are global. We're on so many platforms right now. It just blows the mind, right? Because I trusted that this was the right platform for me. And that's how I came into this show. If you want to have a conversation with me live and in person, like just us, not like the whole world, just us, you can always send me an email, connect with me on my website, heatherstewart.coach. And I'm going to invite you, by the way, on my website. There are tools for you to use just to help you start to exercise those muscles. And if you're interested in trying a meditation, sometimes having a guide is your first step into meditation. Come over to the website. Free meditations for you, my friend. Thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to seeing you next week. I trust that you will be here, and I know that I will be here. So take good care. Take care of yourself. Stay hydrated. Don't forget your sunscreen. And I will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.